Go, I tell you something, it's exciting here, you know.
Everything.
We're about to have a conversation with somebody very, very shortly. But let's just give you the background to this, because this came about because PJ spotted something this morning, a little story this morning that caught our imagination.
Oh, it's brilliant, it is. So, like, this sometimes science fiction and reality, they're just too hard to separate, right?
Yeah.
So what we have to do is an aspiring Irish astronaut. He's currently one of 6 international crew members, right? Mm. And he's on mission. He's on mission at the moment, aimed at recreating conditions on board a flight to the moon. And his name is Cillian Murphy. I mean, seriously. Does anything get better than that?
Everything about that story is lovable.
And the best thing, again, is we've been hunting this man all morning. We're trying to get our Irish aspiring... a man who could be Ireland's first person in space on the phone.
Absolutely. And I mean, in fairness, when somebody's on mission...
Yeah.
It can be tough, you know? It can be tough to track them down. I mean, this is not... We're not messing here.
Yeah, yeah,
this is serious business. But, ladies and gentlemen, let's say good morning. Cillian Murphy, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks very much.
I love the way we're talking to you and it's on delay from where you are in mission. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing, Cillian?
So I'm in Poland working for the Lunaris organization. I'm taking actually time off from my job to be able to be here. And it is a 2-week simulation of a mission to the moon, where we are particularly focusing on mission operations on the human factor impact. So things like the effect on human psychology or even our physiology of being isolated from everyone around us. We are stuck inside the habitat entirely for the duration of the mission, and we have limited contact with the outside. So for my part, for example, aside from this and other things around promoting my outreach events, I've only spoken to my wife by email and I've had no other contact with the outside. But the simulation will end on Saturday and then we'll be free to communicate again.
So the other 5 astronauts that you're working with, have you any experience working with them before, or have they got all of you and put you together just to see how you cope with each other in this stress situation?
Well, so very often this would be complete strangers, and that will be part of the simulation as well as seeing if you have pre-existing relationships that'll change the way you interact. But mostly they would be strangers so that you can see the whole evolution of the relationship from start to end. I did have prior experience working with our commander, Simone Paternostro, because we both work also for the Austrian Space Forum, which is another analog research organization where he is one of the analog astronauts for Mars mission simulations, and I am a flight planner, so I help to prepare the mission plans.
Wow. And you say you're taking time off from your sort of regular job to specifically do this. So what is your day job, for want of a better word?
My day job is in Hungary, where I'm working as a research and development engineer for a biofuels company. So I'm helping to optimize manufacturing procedures and to find new products to bring to market. So on one side, I'm working as a process engineer, optimizing all of the things so that it can work more efficiently and more profitably for the company. And on the other hand, the research side, where I am helping to do lab tests for new products or even exploring completely novel things that we can invent, as it were, and bring to the market.
Wow. And can we ask you the big question, Cillian, right? As PJ mentioned there in the little introduction thing, right? So at the moment, you are being referred to in this document as an analog astronaut because you're involved in these simulations. Realistically, have you aspirations to be in space, to be the first Irish astronaut?
Absolutely. And for those who don't know, since last month, the European Space Agency has opened a call, which is open until the 28th of this month, for the new class of career astronauts with the European Space Agency. And for the first time, also a 20-person core of reserve astronauts, people who won't be permanent astronauts with the agency, but will be on call and may be called up for a 4-year contract to do single mission at a time.
That's incredible. PJ Gallagher's just gotten so very excited, haven't you, PJ? I can see it in your little eyes lit up.
Sorry, the idea of being on call, it was one thing with the lifeboat, but to be an on-call astronaut sounds like
the coolest thing ever
I have ever heard in my life. Is he still there?
I mean, myself and most of the rest of the crew here on the analog mission, we are applicants, so we're hoping to have a shot at being at least one of those reservists and going to space ourselves for real someday.
That's incredible. The one thing I would say, PJ, is I do think Killian is substantially ahead of you in the list. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to dampen your spirits, PJ. I'm just saying
right.
Killian may have a lot more things going for him. That's all.
Well, we'll see at his questions and answer session whether he does or if he doesn't. We'll have to
Good
see.
Point, actually, because listen, we have the great honour of chatting to Killian at the moment, but you can actually talk to Killian tonight. Because later on this evening at 5:30 p.m., Killian will hold an online questions and answers session with other members of the crew for the public to learn all about the mission. It's absolutely fascinating stuff, right? And if you want to join in, it's a live Q&A event. It's happening tonight, the 20th of May at 5:30. And we'll actually put all of the details on our website. So nova.ie will give you all of the details to get involved in this and chat to the likes of Killian and the other members of this crew.
Hecate crew, you call it?
Hecate is how we pronounce it here.
Hecate.
And if I can give a quick plug, first of all, thanks to the Irish Research Council who are kind of responsible for us talking here. They've been helping me a lot with promoting the event. And for the event itself, to whet people's appetite, we'll be showing the donning procedure for getting into the spacesuits. And then I will take a little spacewalk in our simulated moon environment and show people what it's like when we're working outside of the habitat. Because, as I say, we don't leave. We don't go actually outside. But we have a big hangar, an aircraft hangar that's been repurposed. And it's a simulated moon just out. So when we're in our spacesuits, we can go for a walk and do some experiments there as well.
Oh my God, that just sounds the coolest thing
ever, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh Lord, and of course, Killian, a good Dundrum boy, Dundrum's finest, eh?
Dublin's first official spacer. Fantastic.
I love it. Listen, Killian, thank you so much for finding a bit of time in what I'm sure is a full-on busy schedule for you on mission at the moment. I really appreciate you talking to us, man. Listen, the very best of luck with everything in the future, the Q&A tonight and all of the other stuff that goes ahead. It's been an absolute pleasure, sir. Take care of yourself.
Likewise. Take care.
See you, Killian. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Wasn't that
the coolest thing? I tell you something. I've done a lot of different interviews over the years. That was kind of cool. Now.
That was epic.
I was
epic,
genuinely impressed by that.
And I love it sort of, you know that thing that really smart people do where they show great enthusiasm through a complete lack of enthusiasm. You know the way they do that? You know the way it's like, everything is going wonderfully to plan. We are extremely excited.
And to be fair, for the likes of him, you know, you can imagine the kind of people that he deals with in his life, the level of kind of intellect.
Fantastic.
You know what I mean? Like literally space scientists or whatever. And then he still manages to sound, you know, interested talking to two idiots.
Yeah, he was, man. This is the highlight of his week. This is the highlight of his week.
Right, listen, if you want to find out more about getting involved in that that Q&A tonight with Killian and the rest of the crew, as I say, nova.ie will give you all of the details. It's 5:30 tonight, and rather than us trying to explain it to you on air, nova.ie, all the details will be there.
You need to talk to two idiots. If he wants to know what alien life is going to be like, he's going to have to talk to us.
That's actually true. We have sort of prepared him for, you know, the truth that might be out there.
Take me to your leader. I'll be there. There he is. He's Jim. Jim's his name.
And he's only the leader because he gets to push the fader up.
Very good at the buttons, though.